fulfill the length and breadth of our conversation gathered today. The Old Testament book of 2 Kings. The Old Testament book of 2 Kings, chapter 13.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to shine a sermonic spotlight on verses 18. Chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. I might desire to keep you long. We got to come back.
Amen.
But let us eat this meal that God has prepared for us.
Yes, sir.
Let us pray. O Lord of God, I ask and lift your name in all the earth. Father God, it's once again another time. It's preaching and teaching time. We're unable to do this by ourselves. We cannot understand it by ourselves. We actually allow your Holy Spirit to come on in. Exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. This is not an unfamiliar prayer to you. Oh, Father God, I utter it every time before I get up. Because I know, Father God, I am unable to do it by myself. So, Father God, take us down into the storehouse of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and give us a rhema word, tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and situation. Let this word build somebody, strengthen somebody, yes, and restore somebody right now. Oh, Father God, we know that this word that you have given is to the graduate, but, Father God, you said in your word that if a word that's tailor-made for someone, is not, if it's not fit for anyone, not ought not to be preached. And Father God, we know that your word is for everyone. So yes, Father God, allow us to eavesdrop on your conversation with her today. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Fill us, oh Father God, fill us our cup up until we want no more. Allow me to preach until heaven gets happy and hell gets upset. And whatever's accomplished in this setting, oh Heavenly Father, we will be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. 2 Kings chapter 13. Begin at the 18th verse. And when you get there, find these words. And he said, Elijah's talking now to the king. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth. He was upset with him. He said, thou should have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria only three times. And I put a tag on this text. The success dilemma.
All right.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The success dilemma. My brothers and sisters, if you don't mind, I'd like to have a difficult conversation with you this morning. The reason I call it difficult is I want to talk to you about failure. Mm-hmm. Anytime you talk about failure, people start feeling a funny kind of way.
Well,
looking at you cross-eyed.
I know.
It is very important to understand failure, because if you don't understand your failure,
yes, sir.
You will not understand what your victory is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to talk about light and avoiding the darkness.
All right.
It's like talking about going up, but acting like there's no down.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot help people become successful unless you help them ascertain what failure looks like.
Well.
You might be winning or think you're winning, but you might be failing.
Mm-hmm.
You might be thinking that you're failing, but you have already won something.
Yes. Right.
So we have to talk about the thing called failure, Deja. Before I proceed, let me deposit this in your spirit. Nobody sets out in life to accomplish nothing.
Right.
Let me make it plain.
Yes,
Johnny did not wake up and say, I was going to be born to be a thug or a crackhead. Nobody's born saying, I want to be a failure.
Well.
If we can at least come to that conclusion, then we must ask ourselves, then how did we get here? We all know of some people, our family, and in our life, that they have great promise and opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Gifted, talented, but they have not done one thing with what they have.
Mm.
The reality is this. All of us will have to deal with the abnormality of failure on some level.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I don't care how intelligent, how holy, how important, how big, how wealthy. You will have to deal with failure.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, let me prove it. So all of us can get on the same page. So you can stop looking at me all cross-eyed. Why? The moment you win, you have to start over to create the seeds for another victory.
Yeah.
Did I say it slow enough?
Well,
there's several reasons why people fail. If a man got up and said he failed, it's not because he did not fight a good fight.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But it was because in his good fight, he had forces opposing him that he could not overcome. Not that he did not do his best, but he was overwhelmed. How many people know somebody that fought a good fight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all got no witness up in here?
Amen.
I talk about my daddy and my mother-in-law.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They not here no more. They named them and went on CNN. They named them was on NBC. But they fought a good fight.
Amen.
They lived a good life. Made a difference in this world. But the forces that opposed them were greater than them, and they got sick.
Yeah.
That's right. Failure or loss comes because of external forces. The cards were stacked against them. So we celebrate them. Even though their success appeared to be a failure. They had to leave.
Yes.
Don't mean they are failures.
Nope.
Some of us fail because of external forces. But because of an internal resolve or malignity of the soul, we did not fail because something was pushing against us, but because something was holding us down. Y'all ain't got to talk to me.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them shout messages. This is one that you got to be quiet about. He's not in the beginning.
All right.
Most of us are not fighting against forces opposing us, but against demons on the inside of us. That's right. We have something on the inside of us every time we try to prevail that keeps pulling us back to what we know. Because misery loves to be comfortable.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say misery loves company. I said misery loves to be comfortable. Can I come right down your road where you at?
Yeah.
Some of the things that hurt us the most are the things we have wrapped ourselves in. Those things, though they hurt us, hold us down. But we are comfortable because it's familiar.
Amen. Amen.
This is why we can't be successful. God promised us, he said, I'll come to you in life and have it more abundantly. He said, all things work together for your good. So why we ain't thriving? Why we ain't blossoming? Check the enemy into you.
All right.
Many of us got too much going on the inside of us, Deja.
Amen.
Preventing us from being successful. The moment we try to jump up and take flight, the weight of what we are going on in us reaches up and snatches us down.
What did you say?
Oh, you're going to have some stuff, Deja, when you get successful and things going good. But the devil like to bring up something that was in your childhood that you went through and try to make you feel guilty about something you went through or something somebody did. Let me tell you, you're responsible for nothing nobody got stuck on stupid doing.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You grown now. Because your mama didn't give you all of the chocolate chip cookie, only gave you half and gave your brothers the other half. You ain't got no reason to be mad at her because LaTanya gave you only half a cookie. You ought to be glad she gave you half a cookie.
Amen.
Hello? Can I get a word from you?
Amen.
got people tripping out there right now. They killing people because something happened back in their past. They don't know their past. No, you're responsible for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Put your big girl panties on, your big boy pants on, and man up and woman up.
Amen.
The world ain't fair, and we all know that.
That's right.
No one will owe you nothing.
Amen.
But we got these millenniums, do you call them now? They call them millenniums, D. We hire them. They come to job play. They don't care if they're making a good salary. They just think they're entitled to get something. You ain't entitled to get nothing. No one will owe you nothing.
Well,
some of the things that hurt us, we got ourselves wrapped in them. Be familiar with it. Many of us have too much going on inside of us.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought that you were doing so good, come to find out you ain't doing nothing? y'all with me?
Amen.
You ever thought you were doing so good, you think, huh, I'm doing so good. Some people doing so good, they don't even want to come to church no more. They only come to church when they ain't doing good. I can't figure that one out. I thought this was we supposed to come to give thanks, praise, and glory.
Yes, sir.
But they don't want to come in, they act like this is a, they want to use God as a crutch.
Yeah.
God said, you're supposed to bless me at all times.
Amen.
Your praise, my praise should be continually in your mouth.
Amen.
That means if your toe hurt and you got a headache, you still got to bless me. Because at the end of the day, I'm the righteous judge. Because if you leave here, you still got to stand before me.
Yes.
If I don't bless you with not one single thing else, my son died for you.
Yes,
you got the wrong concept.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not a Santa Claus sitting on a cosmic bell or a cosmic man waiting for you to ring the cosmic bell to come to your rescue. You think I'm Santa Claus. I'm not Santa Claus.
All right.
I'm Jehovah Jireh,
yeah.
Jehovah Nissi.
Yeah.
I was he that was, that is, and will come.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
David tried to find a name. David said, I researched it. He said, but David said, I just call him the Ancient of Days.
Yeah.
Your success has nothing to do with the government, your boss, or your haters. But it has all to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your life and how you are and what is going on the inside of you.
Well,
what's driving you?
Yeah.
I told many brothers, I talked to many young brothers. I said, why are you driving such expensive cars? You ain't making as much money as I make. Man, I'm driving this car because the ladies like me driving this car. And sometimes I'm in the club, they ask me what I drive. I say, you know what? You need to tell them to ask you the wrong question.
Mm.
Watch me, Daisy. Watch this. Don't ask me what I'm driving. Ask me what drives me. You don't need to know what's driving. Find out what drives me. Then you get next to me.
All right.
But we don't know what's going on inside people. You know how we find out? Just go live with them for a week.
Yeah.
Live with them for a week. And you see what's really holding them back and down. It's the enemy in us.
Yes, sir.
The problem is you know what the problem most of us is, deacons?
Yes, sir.
We are legend in our own mind.
Yeah.
You can't tell us nothing.
Yeah.
No one can't give you no encouragement. The most successful people is they're willing to be submissive. Listen to someone who's been there a lot longer than them.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Amen. Yeah.
They just called me an old soul when I was growing up. You know why? Because, Mavis, I hung out with the old folks. Sat there with them and listened to what they had to say.
Amen.
No, it wasn't cool, but the show kept me out of some stuff. You say, why am I going to make the same mistake they done made and they told me, they telling me how to not make it?
Amen.
Both of us know how. I don't have to keep making the same old mistake. Because guess what? Even though a lot of us are young, you ain't doing nothing new that none of us don't know about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say that again, Pastor.
You think you're doing a new thing? No. Y'all put a new twist on it, but it's old, baby.
It's old.
Let me speak to y'all like this. It's just me. I can't make it personal.
Yes.
If I'm going to fail or lose, I want to fail because something or someone else defeated me.
Mm.
I don't want to fail because I held myself down.
Right.
I'm going to fail because I held myself down. Because I know how I was raised.
Amen.
Because I know what I got. And I know whose I am and what I am.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Why I'm gonna let some fool that's stuck on stupid ain't got no training, ain't got no background and no pedigree, that's what I said it, come and tell me how I should act and respond to what's going on around me? No, I'm gonna respond to where I was trained, because I'm gonna have a flashback on how I was brought up. And guess what? I'm guaranteed 99% of the time I'm gonna make the right decision, because if I get stuck on something someone told me under the tree.
All right now.
Now,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. It ain't happening. It'll be really sad to be on the edge at the greatest moment of your life, just about to experience your greatest victory, but you miss it. Lose because you are too comfortable, too committed to mediocrity.
Oh.
Did I say a big word? I sound educated. Some of us are so committed to mediocrity, we can't even think outside our own little box.
Wow.
Small-minded, lack of ability to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Can I help you a little bit? Let me use the women's conference yesterday. I'll go there with you.
Amen.
If you come to church every Sunday, but all you're supposed to do is the church, these four walls, but you ain't never going out to experience any other intellectual model, then you think you're doing okay. And everything's okay. But if you expose yourself to God and see someone that's striving to be behind or have achieved, then you say, you begin to look back, you know what? I got to be motivation to go a little further.
Yes, sir.
I can do bigger things, because what I thought was big just ain't big.
Say it, Pastor.
Hello. Starting today, we will stop asking God to deliver us from people and things in our life. We'll start asking God right now to deliver us from ourselves.
Yes, sir. That's huge.
This is not a message you would jump up about, but I need God to deliver me from my small-minded, petty, preventable, blessing blocker, mediocre thinking self. I can think mediocre and small. When I get up in front of a bunch of pastors that have been doing it for 30, 40 years, they got doctor's degree, or I can get up there and know that he said, before you were formed in the belly, I taught you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
And then you'll be a prophet to the nation. He said, don't worry about their faces. He said, open your mouth and I'll tell you what to speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The problem is, we have handed people the keys to ruin us, and we don't even realize it. Let me tell you what's worse. In the wee hours of the night, deacons, when nobody else around, peek in on yourself. That's right, peek in on yourself in the at the midnight hour, and you'll find out you actually are afraid of success. You know why? Failure, you like it. Because guess why you like failure? Failure, you can keep making excuse on whatever you thought made you fail. But if you become successful, now you're going to put all your duckies up on the table. And now you got to perform that which you are being successful of.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, y'all been feeling this, huh? Look at yourself. That brings us to the text. The king was about to lose serious. Since y'all think I've been in the book, y'all know Pastor the book, right?
Yes, sir.
The king was about to lose to Syria. But it had nothing to do with the army. But it had to do all what was in his soul. Elisha told the king, victory is in your hand.
Well,
strike the ground and the manner in which you strike the ground, mm-hmm. the intensity and the quantity, your ambition will determine the extent and stardom and the fabulousness of your victory. Did I make it clear?
Yes, yes sir. Yes.
God didn't tell him he had to strike it 3 times. All Elisha said was strike the ground.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't getting this. Watch.
Yes.
The king took the arrows and struck the ground 3 times. Elisha got mad at the king. How dare you? When you are in the presence of God,
yes.
you have God's attention. God is telling you, knock, and the door shall be open.
Yes.
Ask, and you shall receive.
Yes.
God is telling you, strike the ground, and you have the audacity to say, all I got in me is 3 hits. Deja, church, when it's your time, it's your time.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But when your time comes, don't be unfocused and mess it up.
Yes.
Well, y'all ain't get it.
Yes.
Watch this. Give you an example. God sends Moses to Pharaoh.
Uh-huh.
The frogs were plaguing Pharaoh. Follow me out.
Yeah.
Moses walks into the palace. I think Moses has some swag in the water. Because you know it's going his way now. The frogs everywhere. And Pharaoh gonna do anything he said.
Uh-huh.
He walks, he said, Pharaoh, what you want, bro? He said, I want these frogs gone. Watch crazy, Pharaoh. Moses says, this book, this Bible, Moses said, when do you want the frogs gone?
Mm-hmm.
What that stupid king said? Tomorrow. I'm telling you, if God show up in your system tomorrow,
what you say?
I call it
system.
Yeah. What you might think. If God, I'm in the middle of the sermon, if God walk in the door, and saying, Clark, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to answer all your prayers. If y'all think I'm going to stay here and say tomorrow and finish this sermon, y'all crazy. I'm going to say, I'm up out of here. Let's go. God, it's your time. God's focused on you, Deja. He's focused on you, New Jerusalem. You will tell God tomorrow. God said, no, now it's accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. I'm an on-time God. Yes, I am. Jacob said he's Jehovah Shammah. He's a right, ever-present God right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I know y'all thought y'all was coming here to have a sermon today. It was a setup. God didn't bring y'all here to have the sermon. God brought y'all here for a miracle. God said, I'm going to free your mind.
Amen.
I'm going to free your mind.
Yes, Lord.
You say, your money is tied up? Because you got this stuff in you.
Mm.
Why it's tied up? Pastor keep teaching about tithes, but you won't pay your tithe, and you wonder why you're always broke. It's a simple thing. You got the stuff in you. Somewhere along the line, some church messed you up, and some preacher messed you up, and you think you're not supposed to give your money to the preacher. Or to the church. God said, even if the church took your money, if the deacons took all that money in the offering plan right there, and took it and threw it out the door back door after y'all gave it, does that stop y'all from getting y'all blessing?
No.
Y'all did y'all fulfillment. Now it's up to us to be good stewards of what you have given.
Amen.
But don't stop your blessing. So stop making excuses for not doing what God asks you to do.
Amen.
Same thing in your job. Same thing with your money. Same thing in your career. Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
Same thing in your darn relationship.
Yeah.
Well,
danger, the day gonna come. And whoever else ain't married out there, the day gonna come when you gonna meet that person. First of all, Dave, let me tell you, love ain't got nothing to do with it. Was married long enough to know that. Love ain't got nothing to do with it. Because guess what? You can fall in love with a net.
Hello.
He hang around you long enough, flap his wings right, you can fall in love with a net. What? Y'all, I know y'all get mad, but I'm telling you. It's all about your purpose and the vision God has on your life.
Yeah.
So what you're saying to me, Pastor, Natanya, that means the next person you get, He don't got to love you. He had to line up with the vision God got for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
If he does not line up for the vision what God got for you, then he got to keep it stepping.
Amen.
Because guess what? Another Denzel will come along. Because it's a lot of brothers out there with six packs and look good. And good job. He ain't the only one. He got to line up with God. So when you mess around and get with somebody ain't line up with your vision, then you will have strife and stress. So he got to bring something to the table there.
Well, hallelujah. Yeah.
No, this ain't a free ride.
No.
He got to be like Adam. He got to have a job first.
Amen.
Not trying to get a job, have a job.
Amen.
Adam had a job before God gave him Eve. You say, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. He was in charge of the garden, Deacon Mumford. He had to take care of the animal. He walked to God. Homeboy was the Lord and in charge, and Eve came along. And when God saw that he was doing his job and he was being a man that could supply every need, can I get a witness? God said, I'll lay you down and take woman out of your side.
Yeah.
I don't know who's that for. Here we go. I'm almost done.
You gotta know.
It's a setup. But God said that success is in your hand.
Well,
he said, I can bless your ministry. He said that. When you're in the middle of warfare, he said, you got to look above that which he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, not can the mind can see what God has in store for you.
Yes,
well, don't you dare put God inside a box.
Amen.
That just make him upset. Because when you put God inside a box, what you say, he's a limited God and with limited strength, limited knowledge. You can't put God inside a box. Matter of fact, Paul describes him real good, Deacon. Paul said, he's so big, I can't even get around him. He's so deep, I can't get under. He's so high, I can't get over. He said, that's why I just want to know him in the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Now let me teach this. God tells the king through Elisha, your victory will be at the level of your ambition. Your success is at the level of your ambition. And you put in your mind that if you can conceive it, God can achieve it. Then there's nothing that's limitless to you. I don't care what people say. People can say no all they want to you. No is not the end of the story.
Amen.
No, just the beginning of the conversation.
Say it. Say it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you're a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I met a brother. A brother, he was saying that. He was down. It was a young brother just coming out of school. He said, I applied for this college. He said, I got all the grades, but this college, I didn't call their name. Yeah, I'll call their name Morehouse. He said, Morehouse denied me. I said, but your brother, how Morehouse denied me? Black brother. He said, they denied me. He said, they were disappointed. I said, how do you get disappointed? He said, because they said no. I said, so what? It's not over.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you mean? They sent their rejection letter, Pastor. I said, so, not over.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Man don't say no to a child of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You got to exhaust the resources to find out that that's what God wants. Because guess what? God allows you to fail so he can reshape your infrastructure.
All right. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, Real.
Say it, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
Rethink your thinking.
Uh-huh.
He said, so what am I going to do? I said, this is what you do. You get the address. Whoever that president is, I don't know who he is. I ain't into the ABCs right now. I said, but you know what you do? You get the name of that president, and you write his behind every week.
Yes.
Get his email and blow his big. Every other day, you send him an email. Send him an email. He said, why? He said, he going to get tired of you. He going to change his mind. Because guess what's going to happen? You gonna keep going until the Spirit of God gets into the mind of that whoever made that decision.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And loud and wait. He said, you got to do all that you can do.
All right.
And let God do the rest.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yeah.
I ain't never take no. I don't care. You can tell me no all you want. I like to go against the grain. I like to go against what they say. You ain't gonna do that because nobody else. Guess what? You don't want to be like everybody else. Before God gives it to you, he's going to test.
Mm.
Does it line up with his will? How bad do you want it? How bad, God said, how bad do you want it? He said, let me see. I'm going to test you to see if everything you've been praying for, you really know what you've been praying for. Because some of us pray for stuff just because we want to pray.
Amen.
Does it line up with the will of God for your life?
Yes, Lord.
If it lines up with the will of God, then it's yours.
Yes.
You just got to pray. Oh, y'all didn't hear me.
Yes.
It reminds me, God told Gideon, choose the soldiers. He said, those that lap the water like a dog. When you are at the brink of victory, watch this now, y'all. And you're at the brink, at the beginning of a breakthrough, Nick Mavis, God don't give you a whole lot of instruction.
No. No.
No,
he
don't. Jesus.
He wants to see how true you are to the vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much integrity you got. And how a sense of what you are praying for.
Yes, yes.
This wasn't a king. This king was not a king of some heathen nation. This was the king of Israel. Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
This was not the king of a heathen nation. That means he was the king of God's people.
Yes.
Just because you got people in church, they don't believe God can do what he say he can do.
Say it, pal.
That's you shall one up. And you know you're a child of God. And you under his covering.
Yes,
why are you praying like you ain't got no faith?
Amen.
God said he will bless your goings and come out. He wasn't playing when he said it.
Amen.
It might not be lined up like the way we want it, but you better believe it. Yes. If he said it, he shall perform it.
Amen.
He's a man that does not possess the ability to lie. If he says it, he will perform it.
Amen.
If he does not do one thing, Karen,
yes.
One thing, that make the rest of the book null and void.
Right.
That mean all of us that walked into a graveyard, we will never see those people again. I don't believe that my God will fail me like that. He's never failed me before. I know he won't fail me now.
Amen.
I know y'all don't got tired of this. I'm old. This is this dilemma of my success.
Oh, yeah.
The dilemma of my success is this. God already walked out my success before the beginning of time. Because the Bible says that he's the Lamb of God before the foundations of the earth. That means that I'm just a character in all in this big play that he has written. And all I got to do is let him order my steps by his word, even then. And because I'm going to allow him to order my steps by his word, he said the steps of a good man.